Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Some of the reviews from the Cochrane Anesthesia Group look at ways to reduce the risks of surgery, and one such review was published in September 2014, investigating the role of beta blockers. Hermann Blessberger from the Linz General Hospital in Austria describes the findings.
All surgical procedures are associated with an increased stress response mediated by catecholamines. This stress response makes the body vulnerable to perioperative complications like myocardial infarction, arrhythmias, congestive heart failure, and ultimately death. In theory, beta blockers should be able to attenuate the body's response to this catecholamine surge and to protect patients against such untoward outcomes. However, randomized controlled trials have yielded conflicting results regarding the ability of beta blockers to improve perioperative outcomes. While some trials pointed to a reduction of cardiovascular morbidity and death with the use of beta blockers, other trials showed an increase of hypotension, bradycardia, stroke and death in patients randomized to beta blockers. It was our aim to summarize and analyze the available evidence and to evaluate the impact of beta blocker treatment on morbidity and mortality from the start of surgery until 30 days thereafter. We searched 20 databases from the time of their inception until June 2013. Studies were included in our meta-analysis if participants were randomized either into a beta blocker or a control group. The control group could be a placebo group or a standard care group. Our meta-analysis finally comprised 89 randomized controlled trials with over 19,000 participants. We chose to analyze the data separately for cardiac and non-cardiac surgery, as the baseline risk for these two types of surgery differs substantially and might have introduced a clinical confounder. More than 6,000 participants were accrued in the cardiac surgery group, whereas the non-cardiac surgery group consisted of more than 12,000 participants. Let's talk about cardiac surgery first. Here, we found no evidence of an effect of beta blockers on all-cause mortality within 30 days after surgery. The incidence of both supraventricular and ventricular arrhythmias was reduced by about 60% with the use of beta blockers. But we could not detect an effect of beta blocker treatment on myocardial infarction, congestive heart failure, hypotension, bradycardia, or stroke in cardiac surgery. Patients on beta blockers were more likely to be discharged earlier by about half a day as compared to control patients. It is possible that a lower incidence of perioperative arrhythmias might have led to a shorter hospital stay. Now, let's talk about non-cardiac surgery. In non-cardiac surgery, it seemed like the type of control group used in the trial had a huge impact on the outcome. So, what do I mean by that? Well, beta blocker treatment showed no clear evidence of an effect on all-cause mortality and strokes if all the trials were combined. Meaning, if the results of trials that used placebo and trials that used standard care control groups were pooled. However, if only the placebo-controlled trials were analyzed, beta blockers significantly increased mortality by 27% and they doubled the likelihood of suffering a stroke. When we looked at trials that used standard care groups for comparison, there was no significant increase in mortality or strokes. In our opinion, more credibility should be paid to the placebo-controlled trials since they are superior from a methodological standpoint. So, it appears that beta blockers were potentially harmful in non-cardiac surgery. If we look at these results in more detail, we can see that the increase of mortality and strokes in the beta blocker group was heavily influenced by the large POISE trial that comprised over 8,000 randomized patients and fulfilled the highest quality criteria. In POISE, beta blockers increased mortality by 33% and doubled the incidence of a stroke. If this study was omitted from our meta-analysis, the statistical significance for excess mortality and strokes with the use of beta blockers was lost. Thus, we should take a closer look at POISE. Participants in the beta blocker arm received metoprolol 2 to 4 hours prior to surgery in a relatively high fixed dose. Lack of heart rate-dependent uptitration might thus have led to an increase in hypotension, strokes, and ultimately death in this trial. The other outcomes in non-cardiac surgery were not dominated that much by the POISE trial. The number of acute myocardial infarctions was cut by 27%, and the number of supraventricular arrhythmias was cut by 28% with the use of beta blockers, whereas hypotensive episodes were increased by 50% and the incidence of bradycardia more than doubled. We found no evidence of an effect of beta blockers on ventricular arrhythmias, congestive heart failure or length of stay in this setting. Taken together, our meta-analysis indicated that in cardiac surgery, beta blockers could reduce the incidence of supraventricular as well as ventricular arrhythmias, whereas we found no evidence of a harmful effect. Moreover, length of hospital stay could be shortened by half a day on average. The use of beta blockers in cardiac surgery, thus, seems justified and is in accordance with current guidelines. In non-cardiac surgery, we found that beta blockers had both a negative and a positive impact on perioperative morbidity. Placebo-controlled trials indicated an increase of all-cause mortality and strokes with the use of beta blockers. These effects were most likely driven by a higher incidence of hypotension and bradycardia. As opposed to these harmful effects, the rate of myocardial infarction and supraventricular arrhythmias was substantially reduced if beta blockers were administered. Titration and timing of application may play an important role. According to these findings, in non-cardiac surgery, beta blockers should not be started in all patients awaiting surgery. Potential risks have to be weighed individually against potential benefits in every patient.
You can read this extensive review and find out more about the dozens of trials in cardiac and non-cardiac surgery at cochranelibrary.com. The quickest way to find it is to do an author search for the surname Blessberger.